This one's pretty choppy too.
You can't hear me now? Are you serious?
Now you're better. Better now.
Okay.
All right, let's give this one a try. My apologies. All right, so looks like billing address for the shop is 5 Hickory Downs, Wichita Falls, Texas, correct?
That's the billing address, correct?
Is the physical address different?
Sure. 2310 Holiday Road.
And Holidays with two L's, just like the name of the burgers?
Correct.
Wichita Falls?
Wichita Falls, 76301 over there.
6301. Gotcha. All right. And then do you guys have a website as well?
Do not have a website.
How about an email for you?
Alpha Tom Mary, lowercase, Alpha Tom Mary, Roger. The number one, the number two, the at symbol, SBC, global.net.
See, global.net. So I got ATM2 at SBCglobal.net?
ATMR12 at SBCglobal.net.
Perfect.
Four letters, ATM. That's for Automatic Teller Machine, Rick.
12.
At symbol.
SBCglobal.net.
That's it. That's me.
Perfect. And this is the best number to reach you at, your cell?
I answered. I don't care if the devil calls, I'll answer.
Perfect. All right, so we got a few different programs here depending on what it is you're looking for. If you kind of want to just let me know what it is you're looking for, I'll point you in the right direction.
Well, I'm looking at your fax to fund form here.
Mm-hmm.
You're a predatory lender is what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best rate you got? Let's start there.
Well, what is it you're looking for? Equipment, capital?
Yeah, repair mainly. I don't want to replace.
Repairing?
Repairing equipment.
Okay. Is it one piece, a few? Could you just kind of elaborate on it?
Two pieces. One freezer.
Okay.
One air conditioner system.
Okay. And how much are both of those going to run you for each?
We're guessing, if it's not really real store, around $12,000, $13,000.
Each?
No.
Together?
Together, yeah.
Okay, and have you guys already been, get in contact with a vendor, everything like that?
Yeah, what I do is, I stay out of the retail world. I can't stay in business in it. So I buy parts wholesale and hire people to fix them. I'm kind of like, I take my eggs and bacon to IHOP and make them cook them, you know what I'm saying? So I can't just turn somebody loose and send, what I'd be wanting to do, it costs $25,000 if you did it the other way. Just hire some firm to come do it. I don't do any of that.
Okay. So, I mean, basically you just be wanting to bring on those two pieces of equipment then.
I want to repair two pieces of equipment, correct. I want to buy compressors and A-coils and things of that nature and fix them.
Okay, so you would be buying the materials to get those fixed, is my understanding.
Then I'd be paying somebody a reasonable amount of labor.
Okay, so you'd be more looking into the capital side of it then.
Well, I'd be the contractor, as you could say.
Okay, so you'd be more looking on just, some cash.
Just need some money to fix some things with. I don't have to fix them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm operating fine. It's just I got this letter and I just turned down an offer for $40,000. They're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done this in the past. And mm-hmm. I've got a bunch of paid off letters. And
mm-hmm.
and I mean, I've done some. You're out in California, I guess. Is that what it said?
Yeah, we're in San Diego.
San Diego. So I've done loans with First Data.
Mm-hmm.
I've done, I've used some companies out there before. And no problem.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely.
And by your letter, your own letter says you've seen UCCs filed and then paid off and released. So you know I'm doing something right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a, looks like a filing with the bank in our industry from back in 2014. Looks like August, September.
Doesn't make any difference. I'm just telling you, that's where I know where you're getting your data from.
Let's start with the offer you said you just received that was, you know, crazy too high that you weren't too satisfied with. Who was that one with? Was that just, you know, another broker or lender? Or?
BFS Capital.
Okay. Yeah, I'm very familiar with them. And did you actually go through the application process? They gave you an approval for $40K, you said?
Yeah, but they wanted 1.49. I said, hell, I was born at night, but it wasn't last night.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been in the 120s.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to pay that kind of rate. Hell, 120s is high enough.
Mm-hmm. What kind of offer was that, too? I mean, was that, how long was that one for? And then was it also monthly or weekly?
Daily ACH for 18 months. 5 days a week.
Daily for 18. Weren't you satisfied with that one, right?
Didn't like it. Plus, they had a whole bunch of bullshit fees, pardon my French.
No worries at all. Did they have, like, origination fees? I mean, what were they exactly?
Origination fees and goddamn damnest fee structure I ever seen. Just feel it with a pencil. Don't even point a gun at you.
Uh-huh.
They had processing fees, origination fees, in-house fees, I mean, just bullshit. Just typical Yankee bullshit.
Yep. No, I gotcha. And, yeah, that's, you know, why I want to ask, because, you know, I definitely want to help you out and get on your side here and, you know, not pull that kind of, you know, stuff where, you know, I'm going to be straight with you and, you know, I assume the same from you, but don't want to waste your time, and I know you don't want to waste mine as well.
They wanted to go into me to give them authorization to view my bank accounts because they wanted to make sure that the 3 months I sent them, I didn't make them. And
what was it that they were offering or asking?
They want me to give them a view, give them access, ID and password to my bank.
Oh wow!
Go in and look at my bank accounts. Well, I said, well, goddamn. The password to get you to about 10 or 20 accounts and all, you know.
Yeah.
You go look at all of them. I mean, send me yours, buddy.
Yeah.
Send me the password to yours, you know.
No, exactly. That's why I asked, too.
I had the bank send you a email from the bank with those 3 months' statements. Bank, that ain't enough. I'm sorry. We're out of biz. So, that's where I'm at. So, and only reason
right.
I was just going through a mail, just went to the mailbox, and you, that thing was in there, and I just told these people about an hour and a half ago. I wasn't interested.
Mm-hmm. That was just today, BFS?
Just today.
Have you been looking anywhere else, applied anywhere else, or?
Well, I mean, I've talked to people, but once we, you know, I've done enough of this, and I'm not going to jump through all them hoops for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like I got one that I'm 78 or 9% paid off with Can Capital.
Mm-hmm.
My fifth one, then they never had a damn. They've never missed a payment. Never had NFC, HCA, ever.
Uh huh.
And they say because my score is too low. They can't loan me. And last year, last December, and I'm heading the game, they said it's going to be about a 14-month. Looks like I'm on tour at 12. You got a lot of background noise there.
Things are pretty busy over here at the bank. I'm sorry. Can you hear me all right?
I hear you all right. But, they.
Yeah, Can Capital. You were talking about your score, how they couldn't.
Yeah, I said, God dang, I'm in the ATM business. Don't you see my damn, every time I put an ATM, they take a hard hit on my on our accounts.
Uh-huh.
God dang, I might put out, you know, two or three of them a month. And I can't get them the soft hit. It's all part of the Patriot Act. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go in there, and then you don't go to Can, you go somebody else, and they shop at 10 of their buddies, and they all hard hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so That's what I was in. Right, anyways, they say I'm ahead of the schedule with Ken, and they figured at 14 months, looks like I'd be done in 12, and I'm like 77% paid off.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
Do you stack? Now, before you answer this, be mm-hmm. careful, because I'm not paying interest on interest.
No, yeah, and, you know, that's one of the best things that we actually offer. I was just going to get to that, was we actually offer interest forgiveness about halfway through. It's actually about 33% of the way through your initial, loan with us, where we can forgive that interest on that and go ahead and extend that, give you more longer terms and more amount.
I'm talking about stacking predatory lending. I just told you I got 77%. Paid off on a Can Capital loan,
mm-hmm.
in which they loaned me $35,000 last December,
mm-hmm.
and I've been overdrawn for 7 months.
Okay, so you'd be looking to bring on some, to help cover with that then?
No, I'm not trying to cover that up. I'm trying to get additional funding elsewhere.
Okay, yeah, I mean, yes, we definitely do that then.
But I don't want to pay off Ken Capital.
Mm-hmm. You just want to be getting some additional funds.
Correct.
Yeah, definitely. For that to happen, I'm just going to need to get the breakdown for that Ken Capital loan. Is that the only one you have out currently?
That's it.
You said you took it out last December, $35,000?
It was like $34,300 or some figure. $35,000 is close enough to call it.
All right, that's fine. And you said you're about 80% done with it, you said?
I think I called a couple week, 10 days ago. They told me I was 77% paid. The only reason they wouldn't loan me any more money because my credit card score had fallen. And this is my fifth note with y'all. If y'all lost any money, I'll wire it within 5 minutes. Just tell me how much you've lost.
Yeah.
He said, you ain't lost. We ain't lost. And I said, well, that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
So, I'm finished with Can Capital. I said, well, when this note's done, throw all my shit in the garbage. We're finished. You can stick me with a fork. We're done.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Well, I don't care.
It just sucks hearing you had a, bad experience just, with something like that because, just from the service side of it, we definitely can take care of you a lot better over here.
What kind of rate are you going to extend to me and for how long?
I can't give you anything set without processing, your application, going through the process on that. We have a lot of different programs over here. I get that that's your concern, and I'm right there with you. I'll get you the best that we have, but I can't give you anything right now. I know you want something. You want, me to give you a 1.49 like you just had with BFS, something better. But I can't do that right now. I haven't looked at the health of the business, everything else, all the factors that the credit department needs to look at over here.
Well, I'm fine. Well, I appreciate you looking up my stuff, and you can take me off of your list, too.
Well,
you can't tell me what you're going to sell me. I'm not going to have any.
Look here, Rick. I get that that's your concern, and I got that completely. I'll get you the best rate that we have here, but I can't give you something without getting your application, seeing how the business is.
If I'm good as gold and everything's fine and blah, 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 you can give me. I'm not going to hold your feet to fire. I just want a goal. And I'm not going to send you all my shit, not knowing, waste my time.
I'm not looking to waste your time or mine. All I need is the app, a few months of your bank statements, and the tax return, and I can get you the best we have.
You just lost me for sure. You going to send me a copy of your tax return?
If I had a business, I would have no problem doing that. You're asking for unsecured cash. I've gotten your breakdown, what you do and don't like. We have multiple programs over here, and I guarantee you we can get you something better. But without going through this, I can't do that for you. If it were that easy, if I could give you a rate on the window and have you go through all the work to get that rate, then we wouldn't be in this. All I'm asking for is that from you, and I'll get this for you.
Well, I'm probably don't have any interest, buddy. Just don't have no interest. I can loan shark and go get on a handshake and get 1.49 and not give them shit. Might get my legs broke if I don't pay them, but I don't need to jump through all those hoops for
It's not, you're not jumping through hoops, so we're the ones doing that for you. All you got to do is give me this information and I'm doing it. I'm not asking for your passwords, for your username like everybody else was. All I need is your bank statement of the business. You can print a PDF on, and an application, and then a copy of your tax return for the business. That's nothing unethical to ask for. You know, I work with how many businesses daily? You know, we can go down the list here. I get your concern completely, and I'll get you the best rate that we have. But, you know, you can't call in and expect me to give you something better than that without off of a phone call like that. And it's unsecured cash. So, you know, you got to understand that as well. We're going off of your word that you're going to get it back to us. We're not coming out taking your, you know, your house for collateral or anything like that. This is off of your word. You know, there's no, you know, personal guarantor. You know, the personal guarantor is going to be for the business like that. But you're not going to have your house up for this loan. You know, you're not going to be with your loan shark that you just mentioned. You know, it's not like that. So I think we definitely could give this a shot. You know, I'm trying to help you out here.
Yeah, hey, buddy, that's no problem. It's great. That's wonderful. I just thought you'd give me some perimeters. That's what I was asking. I didn't ask you. You know, can I get a 119 to 2.6?
That might be realistic. You know, we'd have to take a through look.
True perimeters, and see where we go. That's all I was interested in.
Best case scenario, from what you've told me, you'd probably be looking about 1.2-ish. To probably about the, you know, 1.5-ish range that BFS had you for. You know, we got the same kind of factors, credentials. You know, we're going to be looking at your revenue, your credit, just like they did. So,
if I decide to get some money, I'll holler back at you. But right now, today, I don't need none. I didn't need what they want. Hell, I only asked $15,000. They want to loan me $40,000.
Yeah, exactly, and, you know, we can definitely, you know, work something out. We also have Match Your Beat over here, too, so, you know, you gave me the breakdown on all those. We definitely, without a doubt, can get you something better than those. All we need to do is, you know, go through this process with you. I can't, you know, give you something off just basically you telling me you want, you know, that much money at that rate on a phone call. You know, I need your application, and, you know, I need to learn about the business, so, you know, I'm trying to help you out on this.
Great. That sounds wonderful. Just let me get back with you. I've got all your paperwork. If I send all that stuff to you, I'll call you and tell you I'm going to send it to you. I'll send it to you. Have a nice day.
I got you, Rick. How about you have my personal number on this one, right? Because the number that we originally talked on was the hotline. So, you know, I'd love to personally help you out on this. You know, we definitely can tackle this for you. So,
what number did you use? I've got 858.
Yep, 252. Yep, definitely. And, I'll also shoot you over an email, too, you know, at that, it looks like the one you gave me earlier, just so you have my information. And then I'll keep in touch with you as well. I know you said this isn't urgent, but, you know, I definitely understand the scenario. You know, I want to get you something that you're going to like. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, waste your time and, you know, go through all that like BFS was with you. Or can even, because, you know, and the programs we have are, you know, I'm not just tooting your horn here. We have some of the best in the industry, and, you know, we blow all those can and BFS out of the water with that, so.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time and effort.
Yeah,
send
anytime.
Me an email.
I will. Have a good afternoon, Rick.
Bye-bye.